the Health Habits Coach podcast. This is the Monday Habit with your host, Claire George. So let's begin. So hi and welcome to the latest episode of the Monday Habit number 15. It's all about the habit of self-advocacy for women. We are talking about sort of women's health, stand-up habits, and sort of the health habit of self-advocacy. And so on today's episode, I'm going to basically get into seven habits that can help women all around the world, no matter your healthcare system or provider or situation, that they will help you access the healthcare that you deserve. So I want to start off, though, by saying that it is International Women's Day this week. And so, you know, I want to kind of get across that when I was working in a medical practice for from 2022 to 23, I helped many, many patients, women and men. But I help many patients advocate for themselves and learn the subtle art, as it were, of sort of how to speak up and how to get what they need to get or improve their experience of their healthcare provision. And I was central in helping to set up a patient community group. And there will be, no matter where you live, there will be different ways of communicating and advocating in the bigger sort of healthcare practice or system, as well as sort of individual appointments one-to-one. But for today, most of the habits are really going to be focused on how to advocate when you are in, say, a one-to-one with a doctor or something similar, like a healthcare professional. So I want you to think about, well, going from thinking to talking to walking the walk, because that's what advocacy is all about. It's all about going from having thoughts, feeling like, oh, I couldn't say that, to finding a way to speak your real inner voice, your inner feelings and your inner experience. And so, yeah, it's time to build action on top of words, I feel. And so I want to bring into this episode seven habits based on that experience, setting up, you know, patient community groups and patient complaints, you know, processes that I got involved with, and trying to help you sort of get a little bit more sort of stronger and more willing to give these a try. So how do you develop the health habit of self-advocacy? So I've got habit number one is all about asking for what you want, you know, from the medical professional. And to do this, you really need to develop self-awareness around your health. You could keep a diary. You could make some notes before an appointment. Doctors love data. They absolutely love it. They love measurable, objective data. So if you have got symptoms that you can measure or can include some data from, you know, then that would be brilliant. Take that with you to the appointment. But begin each consultation knowing why you feel you're there, what is going on for you. And this is really important, because otherwise, what can happen is your situation can get generalized and turned into an average, a statistic, you know, for the average person in the population who has such and such a symptom. But if you give that more information and that detail about you, your individual experience, that's when it's harder for the medical professional to generalize. And so do recognize that data, that info, and sharing it is a really big self-advocacy habit. And then habit number two. So this is all about asking questions with your healthcare, you know, provider, you know, around any of your symptoms, treatments, diagnosis, and develop the ability of being heard by a doctor. Because I've been there, so many people I know have been there. Well, I've been in a medical appointment and I've really felt like did that just really happen? Like I didn't feel heard. Felt like I wasn't really in a one-to-one exchange. So how do you do that? How do you advocate for that? You do it by asking questions.
So maybe you need to jot down a couple of questions before you go in, because I don't know about you, but I can suddenly get quite nervous sometimes. So jot those down. And when you go in, do recognize that by asking questions, you're showing that the doctor or the medical professional that you have really thought about this. You know, you understand why you're there. Habit number three is asking for help. Now, help-seeking behavior is one of the best health habits, hands down, full stop, end of sentence, but especially so when it comes to self-advocacy, because it's all about, like I said, getting that inner voice, that quiet little voice that thinks and feels but doesn't always say out there in the world. And when we ask for help, it's like an admission that we haven't totally got it managed. And so that's why it can really help lower the stress, lower the pressure, expose your vulnerability, and then you are really starting to show what is going on for you the inside, not just a couple of bullet points and hope that's enough info for them to solve. So really recognizing that. Habit number four is get engaged. Now, developing, engaging communication styles with your healthcare provider and professional is an incredible tool to develop. It's a brilliant tool for any relationship, any exchange, any kind of, between you and another human being. But especially when it comes to a healthcare provider, appointment, say, by nodding, by smiling, by engaging with that professional, they are another human being. I know they're like, oh, you're so big with all your titles, but actually, whoever it is and however important they are also a human being. And the more you engage with that person like they're a human, the more they will treat you like you're a human, hence being really great for advocacy. Habit number five is take a health span approach. And by this, I mean, health is not a one and done thing. Even if you go in there with like a top issue, but much of the time, it's attached to other elements. And so by being able to have an understanding of what you think, has been going on for you for quite some time, but then what the specific acute thing that meant that you made the appointment say, and recognizing there can often be an acute and a specific niche reason for the appointment, but then this bigger picture. And having a sense of both can be a really great way of advocating for yourself so that you don't get caught up in that trap of, oh, here's your simple prescription. That was nicely solved, because you didn't actually get into any of the nitty-gritty of your health experience. Okay, habit number six is be a health partner. Now, this is all about the self-management aspects of any treatment, taking medications as prescribed, following medical advice, to show your doctor that you're listening to them and show that medical professional that you respect their opinion and that you want to make whatever they're suggesting work by doing your part. It might also be that very often we're in a medical appointment in part to do with a lifestyle habit, health habits. And so maybe it's showing up and starting to work and give some time to a new habit that is on that particular, health issue. Do your bit, be a health partner. And then finally, at number seven, is complain. Yes, that horrible word. And I've saved the most important to last. But it might be hard. And so many people, especially, I'm based in the UK, and complaining is kind of what we do, but we do it quietly. We don't like to do it direct to the doctor's face, for example. And I'm not saying that that is necessarily the best way, but definitely if you've gotten a complaint, finding a way of advocating and voicing it is really, really important, because otherwise you're shrinking your sense of self, you're shrinking the importance of you. And that's why these things can feel very personal. But learning how to complain is possibly the most important aspect of developing the health habit of self-advocacy, because we don't want to get into confrontations. We don't, you know, want to start having those negative experiences around complaining. So that means that we've got to somehow sort of flip it a little bit and try and see and communicate our complaint in a way so that it is taken as positive or constructive feedback, so that we're all just trying to learn here. We're all trying to improve here. You want to be the best medical practice you can be. I want to get the best patient experience I can get, just as I used to work both sides of that in the medical practice in my job. And I know that it can be done, but it does take a little courage, because when we first attempt it, we're like little mice. We're like, oh, I don't want to say anything, but I've got to say something. Try to build up your sense of I've got a right to speak my truth and to speak up for myself, and recognizing that really, truly, advocacy is at its heart all about your voice. It's about the freedom to speak. It's about sort of letting yourself be you and stand up for you. And that should never be anything that is a bad thing. So hopefully you've got a sense for that. The one thing I would say when it comes to complaining is the key skill to help you along the way is polite persistence. So it's a bit like diplomacy. Like, I guess, I don't know, I've never been a foreign diplomat, but I think it's a bit like that, in that you're like the health whisperer, and you're just going to find a way to subtly, artfully communicate your problem or your issue or your complaint without going straight for the jugular and, you know, this is terrible. Da, 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 da. So we want to really sort of dial down the emotion, get clear about what is going wrong or what is not been, you know, what's not right, and then communicate it in this diplomatic way, so that you're not ignored, you're not denied access, you're not misrepresented, because we do need to recognize that usually the reason for us wanting to just shrink is because we have an innate, we understand that we often feel that power imbalance between a patient and a high level, you know, healthcare professional. And that power imbalance is very real in truth. And so, but we do need to challenge the other stakeholder position if we feel that we are being ignored, because, you know, it is really important for your health for you to be able to show up and stand up for you. So I've got three final words: strategy, stealth, and wisdom. Strategy is all about, you know, keep your eye on the prize, okay? Know what you're after. Know the process and have a plan. Stealth, that's about recognizing there's always going to be hidden agendas, including your own. And so, but no amount of landmines, no amount of holes to fall into and red tape to get tangled up in. You know what you want and you're going to keep going, like persistence. And then finally, wisdom. And that's the need to tap into the truth and to learn from and share our knowledge with other women. Just remember that drip, drip, drip is the mantra of advocacy campaigns for non-governmental organizations. Drip, drip, drip. Keep going until it's not falling on deaf ears, but lands and instantly changes your landscape. And so to say, you know, in conclusion, I guess, that advocacy is a massive health habit for you and for the whole world around you. But social change, it does begin with change makers, women who are willing to bravely take that first stand and to talk about it. You know, and so it is to our future women, our daughters who come up behind us, who are calling for us to stand up and do the bit that we can in today's world to make it a more fair and equal place for women of tomorrow. I really hope this message resonates with you and that you feel empowered to go about some of these habits to build advocacy into your health journeys. But it is time to say goodbye. And until next episode, I just wish that you all stay really healthy.